WSDS 311, how am I hitting the repeater?
DIZT
544, Sheboygan County, Bob, sir, you're hitting it just fine, and I'm receiving you, Lima Charlie, here, over.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks for the comeback. WSBS 311.
WSBS 311, WRZP 544, clear the network and monitor.
WRVG 829, monitoring.
WSBS 311 from WRCY 565. Were you looking for me shortly before 9 o'clock on Saturday night, sir?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I don't remember day and time, but that sounds about right. I was up on Lake Orion and just seeing if I could reach down there to the over to the repeater. But, yes, we still need to get together. What I'm doing now is I've got a set of radios for a buddy of mine, and I'm just kind of programmed it for the repeater and showing him that, yeah, he can talk around the world almost, well, at least in our local area. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I apologize for not getting back to you, but I was in a situation where I could not get back to you at that moment, and just got caught up in it, and after my radio shut down at 9 o'clock, I forgot to even try on the next day, so yeah, I knew I was gonna call you just in about another hour or so to see if you wanted to talk about anything, but again, just like I said, give me a day or two notice, and I can probably work out something for you. Except the weekend of the 27th and 28th, I will be busy with my 50th high school reunion stuff. So it's coming up in September, and I'm part of the committee. Even though I don't want to be a part of the committee, I somehow got roped into being part of the committee. So yeah, but yeah, everything's good on this end, and I do have my new 2 meter 70 centimeter HT from Wuxon. That's an identical twin to the Wuxon I'm talking on.
Very nice. I was looking forward to seeing that radio as well. It's funny you said the 50-year anniversary. I'm supposed to be going to mine, but I'm not wild about it myself. Went to Mount Clemens High, but I'm still on the fence for it. But hey, I'm going to give you a shout a little bit later and figure out, because I know I'm out of town all day tomorrow, but you know, maybe even whatever, Thursday, Friday, something like that. But I'll give you a shout a little bit later and we can chat.
Okay, not a problem. You really, if you take the antennas off, you can't tell them apart unless you read the fine print there next to the exit button. It says, you know, KGUV9GX versus PX. That's the only way you can tell them apart. And, of course, the antennas, both Nagoyas, are slightly different in length. But, I haven't even programmed that radio yet. Taking my test on August the 6th, and then I'll get that approval. And between then and the time I get my call sign, I'll start working on programming that radio. I've got the radio, I got the software, got the Nagoya, got everything but the ticket. So it's just sitting in the charger and went through the initializing of the battery and such. But I can't wait to get it fired up.
Yeah, man, that's pretty exciting for sure. In fact, I just put the one radio down that we're setting up for my buddy here, and using my Wuxon, but the 935. I'm using the 9X or whatever the heck it is, the Métayers, UV9GX. Can you tell any difference?
Well, I am on my KGUV9GX. Goya antenna, and I'm talking through the Detroit repeater 13 miles north, because I hit that repeater better than I hit Mount Clemens, but Yeah, I mean, I can't tell any difference, and I think we had this conversation before when you did a radio switch or an antenna switch. Yeah, you're solid into the McComb repeater, and that's what's important. So, yeah, no issues on my end with what you're running.
Awesome. Yeah, even these things right out of the box. Not this one, not the Wuxian. I have one of these little smiley antennas on here, but the ones that my buddy got here are those little Tid Radio H3s, and they're cute little radios, and they get out there. It's a good starter radio for sure, and yeah, you can't beat it, and that's hitting a repeater as well with the stock little antenna on it. So far, so good. He's just getting started, so he's got an adventure ahead of him.
Well, coming from a guy that's Motorola spoiled rotten, I found this Wuxian to be a great auxiliary backup radio, and now I'm hearing a lot of chatter on the airwaves about these TID radios, and I'm hearing a lot of people that have them. I have a guy that's out near with the Wixom Novi area, and he's got a, I don't remember the wattage, but I know it's above 5 watts, maybe it's 8 watts. And he has to get just inside, I think it's Telegraph to hit McComb, but he hits Troy a little bit sooner. So, yeah, I don't know why. I heard him on the radio the other day, but like I said, I had a busy weekend and I didn't get a chance to get back to him. But, yeah, there's these TID radios, Anytones, and Wuxians are quite popular, and I'm only hearing good things about them. And I can only vouch for two of them. That being the Wuxian and Anytones. TID radios are a little new, but I'm hearing them gain some popularity.
You know, that's why I was recommending these for a starter. I mean, these were, for a pair of these H3s, $55. You know, you just can't beat it. Just to get your feet wet, learn, you know, program. And these are all Bluetooth programmable as well. That kind of simplifies things. I have the H8s as well. This is how I educate myself. I just have to keep moving through a few different radios and understand. I have no regrets on any of them. So if anyone ever needs to borrow radios, I might have a few available. But, yeah, they're cool little radios for sure, the TIDs. But once you get your hands on these Wuxians, yeah, it's a whole nother level, and no regrets there either.
Well, one thing I found with the ham version of this radio that you and I are talking on, they're identical, the menus, so learning it is going to be a piece of cake. I have not installed it. When I bought the radio, I bought the actual software for that particular radio because they're similar but not the same, obviously, because of the frequencies. But you could do some more with that PX model, like some unlocking things maybe. Maybe not, I don't know. It's a possibility. And, I mean, it's a radio that has multiple capabilities. And, yeah, who knows? But I'm just saying, I felt that it was an equal move to have two radios that are operating on the same menus. You know, when you go through the menus, they're identical. So ease of use is a priority to an old man like me.
Right on. Got to be. Yes, I know we talked about it before. That was my only complaint. I'm slowly getting accustomed to it, is the screen brightness. And I know that's been beaten to death. Once you accept it, it's cool. I love the dual receivers, dual scanning, all of that. But yeah, they're great radios for sure.
Well, right now it's overcast here in Madison Heights, and there's a light sprinkle coming down. And I'm sitting in natural lighting in a semi-dark living room, and this screen could be read perfectly well, and I'm running the white-on-black screen. It's the only screen I use. It helps with my eye issues as well. I can't really read black on white anymore, even on my computer screen. I got to dial it down since I had this eye surgery done, because whites are so much brighter now. So things are being, you know, like on computer screens, I have to tone it down. I had to turn my phone down, the brightness on that, because my eyes are extremely light sensitive now.
Kind of expecting Wuxian to maybe someday update their screen, you know, in the UV9 there. And if they put the same thing as it is in this 935G, I mean, this thing is so nice, different, you know, schemes you can use. It's bright, plenty bright, but it's all good. Just make it work somehow.